Sitting through a slideshow of someone else's family vacation can be a chore, but a new book that chronicles a Brooklyn family's international travels is anything but boring. The Jacobsons decided that a 3-month trek around the world might remedy a serious case of teenage alienation and addiction to pop culture. John Kalish visited them at home.
Journalist Mark Jacobson's new book, 12,000 Miles in the Nick of Time, opens with a description of the family visit to the burning ghat in the Indian city of Varanasi, where Hindus cremate their dead along the banks of the Ganges River.
So there we were, the world travelers, watching dead people on fire. I could tell the burning ghat was not making it as a family fun destination. The kids were not digging it. "This is horrible, disgusting," critiqued the then 16-year-old Ray. "Bad," chimed in the 12-year-old Rosalie. "Really bad," assented Billy, 9 at the time. The three of them were united on this point. They were all going to throw up if we didn't get out of there immediately.
Mark Jacobson and his wife, Nancy Cardoza, had decided that their three kids were being consumed by pop culture. The youngest, Billy, was glued to the PlayStation for hours at a time, and the eldest, Ray, wore goth outfits and spent more time in dance clubs than she did in school. Ray's mom, Nancy.
I felt things were falling apart a little bit. Ray was an angry teenager, and I felt like we were a little out of touch with her. And Rosie wasn't happy in her school, and it was just seemed like a kind of chaotic and bumpy patch for the family.
Like other modern families, both of the parents work, and the kids are busy with their own lives. Dad Mark Jacobson became convinced that their tumultuous home life needed some sort of drastic intervention.
"We're just these people. We just happen to live in this house, and we're getting along, sort of. You know, it's up and down. But what I'm saying is that, like, when you are this kind of typical kind of, like, normal family, when your main goal is to just continue to be a typical normal family, sometimes you have to, like, go off the script a bit to make that happen."
So the parents plunked down $10,000 on airfare for a 3-month trek in the summer of 1999 through Asia, India, the Middle East, and Europe. None of the Jacobson kids were keen on going. Eldest daughter Ray fought bitterly against spending an entire summer away from her friends.
"If you were a 16-year-old not getting along with your parents, would you really want to go somewhere where you had no one but them? Trapped with your family and no one else for 3 months."
But this teenage Frankenstein, as her father dubbed her, was forced to join her family in a trip that began in Thailand, then proceeded to Cambodia, Nepal, and India. The family had a number of travel rituals. Every night, Mark Jacobson read aloud from a novel about an Indian man who visits America.
"Snug as bugs in our rock-hard pallets, packs and suitcases padlocked to the window grates. We settled in for another chapter of The Inscrutable Americans, us and about 25 of our fellow travelers. Apparently, bedtime stories are something of a novelty on the second-class sleeper section of the Sahabdi Express. Whole families, Harijans and Dodis, Sikhs in turbans, half a dozen soldiers, some from as far as 3 train cars down, crowded around our little compartment, hoping to get an earful. It was one heck of a slumber party."
After India, the family went to Jordan, where the kids were awed by Petra, the ancient city carved in sandstone. Then they went to Egypt, where they marveled at the pyramids. Of course, 12-year-old Rosalie had to point out how many slaves it took to build them. By then, the kids were used to strangers asking them questions like, "What is the name of your god?" But both Ray and Rosalie were surprised by some other questions.
"I was very, very ill. I was throwing up on the bus. So this guy comes over and proposes to my sister.
I think I told him I was betrothed to a prince."
And then he was like, "What about her?" And gestured to me. My sister goes, "She's 12. And he's like, "May I reserve her?"
Every week, the family discussed the wild dreams caused by the anti-malaria drug Larium. Ray and her mom both dreamt they went back to Brooklyn for a day. Little Billy dreamt of scary clowns. But none of the Larium dreams were as horrific as Tool Slang, the former Khmer Rouge torture center in Cambodia that is now a museum. Ray and her dad made a pilgrimage there. She reads from one of the backtalk entries she wrote for her father's book.
10 minutes in that place was enough to reduce me to tears, and I rarely cry. How could someone do this? There are pictures on the walls of people holding numbers like mugshots in one room, and the next room has just case after case of skulls. I was almost sick. Words cannot describe this place. Pictures won't take you here and make you feel it. I'm still nauseous. I wonder if things will ever seem the same after this.
The Jacobsons did have some good laughs on their trip. They stayed at a monastery at the base of Mount Sinai in Egypt, where God is said to have delivered the Ten Commandments to Moses. One of the monastery's main attractions is an 8-foot-tall plant that is billed as the actual burning bush from which the Bible says God spoke to Moses.
We're looking at this bush and we're thinking, well, yeah, sure. Then Billy is like cracking up. He's laughing and laughing and laughing, going like, what is so funny? So he's like points to this gigantic fire extinguisher right near the burning bush, you know, just in case, you know, you never know.
The Jacobsons finished up their travels in France and England. Mark Jacobson says the round-the-world trip was a success because it got the children to step out of the spectator culture they were so enveloped in at home.
I wanted to put them in a different context, you know, so they can, like, understand that there are multiple ways to be a human being. I think the full court press is on with the popular culture all the time, you know. It takes a lot of energy and willpower to not be part of it. So if it's not around, then you don't have to worry about it. So you just go someplace where it wasn't happening for a while and see what it's like to live without it for a while. And I think it really actually made a difference.
One difference is that Ray, the eldest child who didn't want to leave the city, now says she wants to travel everywhere except India. And Billy, the youngest, says that the journey with his parents and sisters was as satisfying as any of his travels in the video game realm.
The best part of the trip was not like seeing all those places, but I really like just being with my family the whole time because most of the time we're not together.
For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.